It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champion. Appreciate y'all checking out and listening to this clip on Inside the Green Room. Be sure to tune in to more Inside the Green Room on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Stay tuned.
But we will start with what happened last night. Danny, a bit disappointed, I must say. And I'm not talking about the Knicks. I am talking about the Golden State Warriors, and particularly Jimmy Butler. I'll save that for a moment here. But your reaction to now the Warriors being officially eliminated from the NBA playoffs?
I think they had a great end of the year. I think they overachieved, and they had higher expectations at the end of the season than most people had for them during the beginning and the middle of the season. When the Jimmy Butler trade happened, nobody thought it was going to work. And then when it happened, it's like, oh, they need to be, you know, really good. And it's like, yo, just a month ago, they were not a playoff team. Just a month ago, they were a play-in team. We're not sure if they were going to make the playoffs. So I think they had a really good season. I know people were disappointed. I didn't have high expectations for Jimmy, especially without Steph. He is older now. I'm not going to say he's old, but he's older now. He's not going to exert that same energy or be able to do the same things he did in Miami. Playoff Jimmy is not walking through the door. Like, his game has never been like a finesse, beat you with moves. It's always been IQ, chess moves, and, you know, hard work. You know, just edgy player, get rebound steals, get to the free throw line, and give you buckets. That's not a formula for, like, a championship if he's your number one option. So if Steph's out and he becomes your number one, can be very tough to win games. And then, of course, you surround them with guys that you don't have a bunch of shooters. In Miami, you had a bunch of shooters around them. You got Draymond, Kuminga, and Pazemski is struggling, and Moses Moody is struggling. You're not playing those guys. It's just really Jimmy with a bunch of other guys that are very similar to him, which is going to be hard to operate for anybody. So I wasn't disappointed. It was what I expected. I'm disappointed that the injury happened. It sucks for Steph. I'm glad that it's not a major injury. We did see what happened with Damian Lillard. We saw what happened with Jason Tatum. Those injuries are not ones you want to see, especially guys older in age. So I'm glad that it's something that he can get back within a couple of weeks. But yes, they had a great season. They overachieved, but I didn't expect them to do much. I thought the window was closed before they got Jimmy, even when they got Jimmy. They showed signs of hope and hopefulness that they could be a Western Conference Finals team. And if they were healthy, they could have been a Western Conference Finals team. But I think that's as far as they go. And they gave the Warriors fans a lot of smiles and happiness toward the end of the season. But realistically, this wasn't a team that I saw winning a championship.
I think it's going to be very difficult going forward for the Golden State Warriors. I think they're going to be faced with the question that they're going to be afraid to give their truthful answer to.
And what's
does
that?
Does Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green even work? Does it make sense to have Draymond Green when you already have a Jimmy Butler? These are two guys that are not going to space the floor for you. They are better known as playmakers than play finishers. And frankly, you're going to trust Jimmy Butler a lot more than you're going to trust Draymond Green because he does have a better offensive skill set. I think once you put Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green on the court together, everybody else has to be a shooter. Everybody else has to be a shooter. And I'm not talking about, yeah, you can hit a shot, but like literally I'm not going to leave him open because he's so deadly of a shooter, not the open shot shooter, the damn, he might still hit a shot if it's contested type of shooter, a Derek White type of shooter. That's what you need around those two guys if you're going to play them. Yes, you have Steph Curry, but who else fits that bill? On top of the fact that when you play those two guys, when you play Draymond Green as your five, well, then who's your four? Do you have any bigs? And if you get if you say, okay, yeah, we saw what Rudy Gobert and Julius Randle were able to do scoring in the paint. We saw how monstrous Steven Adams and Alperen Şengün looked in the first round. And we know how big the Western Conference is with guys like Nikola Jokic. And just, Danny, you see the trend going. A lot of teams are going back to the double bigs. What happened if they played the Mavericks healthy in the playoffs? They would have got smashed in the interior because of how big the Mavericks are at full health. I think if you're the Warriors, you say to yourself, we might not, I don't think, we can't get away with Draymond Green as our center anymore. He has to be the four. So now you have Draymond Green at your four, Jimmy Butler at your three. Now you're five. He's got to be able to shoot. How many floor spacing can play defense bigs are there in the NBA in at the five position? Miles Turner? That's it. Like, there's not a lot of Miles Turners out there. So I think they're in a real bad spot, and they will I think we're going to confuse, or the majority of people will confuse, very good basketball with championship level basketball. There's too much IQ. There's too much brilliance that's within Steph Curry. That's within Draymond Green. That's within Jimmy Butler. They're never going to look bad. They're never going to look bad. But I don't think they'll ever look like champions. I don't think it's going to happen. The construction of the team is not elite.
I'm with you. They do need a big, but I think that they proved that those two can coexist and work together. Kuminga was the question. They decided to let so the question is, what are they going to do with Kuminga? Are they going to match him? They're going to let him go? Let him go for nothing? You're going to have to find a way to get a sign and trade. But
there's a sign and trade coming.
Sign and trade. So, but Jimmy and Draymond coexist when Steph is on the floor. So basically, you got to use Kuminga to get some more shooting and another big if you can. Find you a Steven Adams and maybe Andre Drummond, somebody that's a good backup, couple cheap backup bigs, and some shooting, because you have Jimmy and Draymond, who are going to coexist at some point without Steph. But Steph is the offense, and when he's not there, they run everything through him, everything around him, and you can tell the offense is all out of sorts when he's not in the game or on the floor. So you're really relying everything on Steph being healthy throughout the whole season and postseason.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, but even that, Danny, even that, right? If you decide, okay, fine, we don't necessarily need stars anymore. We just need other players who we can plug into the system. That could work, and you could play very good basketball. But here's the issue. When your team is really relying on one elite playmaker, one elite scorer in this NBA, if that player gets hurt, you're cooked. And this is why I'm happy that nobody has said, well, if the Warriors didn't get hurt, they would have won. Because realistically, you have to envision that a player of Steph Curry's magnitude is going to potentially get hurt in the playoffs.
At some point in the season.
Yeah, like a hamstring injury. I was like, seems about par for the course. He had to go seven games with the Rockets. He's the only guy they're running offense really through. It sucks that it happened, but I don't think anybody was surprised. And that, I think, will be that is where it's like, you cannot live with Steph Curry being your only real offensive force. And I'm basically saying, I don't think Jimmy Butler is really an offensive force when all things are equal. When the team that he's playing against has the same level, when they have physical defenders, when they can match up with him physically, I don't think he's an offensive force.
Ultimately, in the West. East is different. You get away with it. East is not as strong. And I said, you have to surround him with a bunch of shooters. He had Tyler Hero. He had you know, Duncan. Duncan Robinson. He had a bunch of guys. He had Strus at a point. He had Gabe Vincent at a point. The guys that could hoop and shoot well. When he doesn't have all those pieces around him, it makes it easier to guard and focus on him. When he has shooters around him, you can't help off him. He can just go his guy one-on-one and get fouls, get him in foul trouble, mm-hmm. beat him, go around him, you know, get to the rim, or he could DHO, play the game, and you have to double the shooter, or his guy has to help. He gets an angle. When you're able to sag off him or put a big on him and have another guy that can sag with Draymond in there, it's harder for him to operate. He needs a bunch of shooters around him. So, yes. But it's going to be an interesting offseason for them. Ultimately, the window is closed. The contention is out the door for me, for them, unless they get a guy like Giannis. And I just don't see that happening. So they had a great run. All great things come to an end. You know, we've seen it happen with great organizations. This was a great organization, and I'm sure they can turn around at some point. They get the right draft picks and pieces. They could be like how OKC did it. I mean, San Antonio's in that direction of trying to turn it around, but they had a really great run, bro. And tip your hat off to them. Hopefully, Steph and Draymond and Jimmy can have, you know, a couple good year or two of, you know, making it to the playoffs and
competitive basketball
and sailing off to the sunset before they retire. You know,
yeah, they'll play some competitive basketball. They might make a little move here or there to give them some optimism, but they're not a championship team. It's just unless they get another star, and to get another star, you can't have Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green. And going back to my original point, they're going to be faced with a very difficult question that I don't think they're going to be able to be truthful about. Can those three actually coexist in this NBA with this salary cap and win a championship? No, they cannot. And doesn't mean that's necessarily a bad thing. I think it's just reality. All right, let's move forward and talk quickly about
before we get there.
Sure.
Does things change if KD goes back?
You mean if it was KD instead of Jimmy Butler?
No. You trade
Kuminga. Like now?
With those two, and you trade Kuminga and pieces. And you actually get KD. If he says, I'm open to going back there now, you got Steph, KD, Draymond, and Jimmy.
You just blew my mind with that one.
Something to think about. We can move on. But Giannis is a guy that – he's had a star. So I'm thinking, like, what are the stars available? Giannis, I don't think he's going there, but he's one that they could try to go after, but they'd have to get rid of one of those guys. Can they get KD for Kuminga and other pieces? I think they could. You know what I'm saying? At this point, at this juncture. So, but he'd have to be – I know he said he didn't want to go back. He'd have to be open to doing that again, which I don't know if he will be. So, just an interesting thought. I think that might put them – that might open the window again.
Yeah, no, the window gets the true window gets extended again if it is KD. And that would be – that would be fascinating. That would be fascinating. That's actually not that's very good thinking, Danny. I like that. And I love that you brought that up because and we're going to talk about Giannis in a bit, but because Giannis is essentially quote unquote on the market, mm-hmm. that does make you feel like okay, now Kevin Durant, not the top dog in the free agency, quote unquote mm-hmm. free agency class, maybe he just does look at Golden State a bit more, and he doesn't necessarily mm-hmm. have. This is not 32-year-old Kevin Durant.
There's a ton of options.
Anymore.
Yeah, he has all the options in the world.
Everybody, no. This is like it's a little different now.
We're not going to give up everything for you because you're older, and we only got a year or two left. And you may not stay here even after that year or two. It's a short window, so it's like the only teams that are going to take them are teams that have short windows. It's like we have old guys. We can pair you with our old guys, and we try to make this happen in the next 2 years. And so it's like
that actually would be fun. That would be fun. That would be something.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.